Easter morning, you see somebody walking down the road here dressed in her best clothes. You say she's really...
Really looks nice.
Either one. And if an old person gets around very well, what do you say? He's really...
He can get around pretty good. To be as old as he or she is.
Say he's lively, yes. And somebody who's doesn't want to work and doesn't have any ambition, what do you call him?
Lazy.
And how about a bird that makes a hole in the tree trunk to get insects? He uses his beak like this. Mm-hmm. What do you call that?
Woodpecker.
Do you ever hear peckerwood?
That's what I see him. All the time beating on the tree, pecking on that tree, or whatever it is.
How about an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper?
And you never use hoppergrass?
Yes, I use that word too, hoppergrass. Well, they're both the same.
And suppose somebody is driving these skids and he goes like this. You say he's going every
direction.
And an explosion, pieces of metal.
Flower.
And how about an old dilapidated house that evil spirits might live in? What do you call that house?
A handy house.
Those spirits are called cants.
Cants.
And you have a word for a black cat that might bring you bad luck?
Well, I've heard that. I don't know what to do or not, but I've heard that.
Call it a jinx?
Jinx.
A jinx or a
jinx, oh. Yes, I've heard that name, but I don't know what I've heard about black cats bring, but I don't know.
And suppose you thought a person brought you bad luck, what might you call him? Mm-hmm. You ever call him a hoodoo?
Oh, yes.
And a child whose mother and father are not married?
Well, I ain't never known what you call that child. Bastard. That's what people call him. A bastard child. Now, where did that bastard? Why did you call him that? I'm going to ask you something.
It's about time, huh?
Now, why did you call that child a bastard child?
Well, sometimes they call him illegitimate instead of bastard.
Call him what?
Illegitimate. Because they're not, the parents weren't legally married, and therefore the child is illegitimate. I've also been told they call them woods colts or Sunday babies. Different names.
Yeah.
And what do you call it? A place that the dead person is taken to be ready for burial?
Cemetery.
That would be when he dies and taken from the house to the.
To the cemetery?
Or you stop off the undertakers first? And how about, what's the box you put the corpse in?
I never know what that is. A box to put the coffin in.
You ever call it either a coffin? Is it?
Well, you know, you used to make coffins, you know, to put the person in, mm-hmm. and then the box.
Mm-hmm. And you take the person and the dead are buried in the
coffin, in a box.
And they'll take them to what part of
the cemetery.
And in flowing water, the biggest that you have is a river. What's smaller than a river?
Creek.
And what's smaller than
lake.
A creek?
There are some lakes on the table.
Yeah, and what's smaller than a creek?
Branch.
Branch. Do you have anything smaller than a branch?
Just a stream of water.
And grassy, flat country by the ocean.
I've never been, you know.
Never been over to the ocean.